Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Nina Arukel with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrives in Tashkent on a two-day visit to boost bilateral ties between India and Uzbekistan. Death toll in Nepal, flash floods rises to 669. Over 2,000 people, including 287 Indian nationals, still missing. Nepal praises India's relief efforts following devastating floods. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman highlights India's vast market size and long-term investment potential at a Chicago business roundtable. 37 people killed following a Russian attack on Bucha district of Ukraine. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Tashkent, the capital of Uzbekistan, this evening on a two-day visit aimed at further strengthening bilateral ties between India and Uzbekistan. He was warmly received by Uzbek President Shavkat Mirziyoyev at the airport. The two leaders are scheduled to hold detailed discussions on the entire gamut of bilateral relations and review progress in key areas of cooperation. A correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit reports that the entire Tashkent city has been decked up with Indian flags and colourful hoardings to welcome Prime Minister Modi on his fourth visit to Central Asian country.
The Indian diaspora, comprising mostly of medical students in Tashkent, gathered for a special welcome for Prime Minister Modi. Tomorrow, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Uzbekistan, Mr. Shavkat Mirziyoyev, will reflect upon the entire spectrum of bilateral relationship that are based on civilizational ties and built over centuries and strengthened by strong people-to-people ties. The two leaders would review cooperation in trade and investment, defense, digital connectivity, energy, education and people-to-people domains at the Presidential Palace. They will also share perspectives on advancing the shared development vision of Viksit Bharat 2047 and Uzbekistan 2030. Prime Minister Modi is also expected to visit the Shastri Memorial in Tashkent and the Mahatma Gandhi Center at the Tashkent State University of Oriental Studies. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashvani News, Tashkent, Uzbekistan.
The death toll from devastating flash floods in Nepal and Tibet has risen to 669, with over 2,000 people missing. Search and rescue operations are underway across the affected districts of the Himalayan nation. Officials said the police are coordinating with residents and other agencies to locate missing people and assist those stranded by the floods. India has stepped up humanitarian assistance to Nepal affected by flash floods. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh today said that India is concerned about the crisis situation in Nepal. Talking to reporters in Lucknow, Mr. Singh said that India has been continuously sending assistance to the neighbouring country. The External Affairs Ministry has said that 88 Indian nationals have been rescued so far in Nepal following flash flood tragedy on Wednesday. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that 287 Indian nationals are reportedly missing. He said around 128 people of Indian origin holding other nationalities also remain missing. Mr. Jaiswal informed that four Indian nationals were rescued today from a hydropower project in Rasuwa. He added that 120 Indian nationals crossed into Nepal from China today. More from our correspondent.
India has intensified efforts to trace and rescue Indian nationals stranded in Nepal following the flash flood tragedy. Six forensic expert teams from India will assist in analyzing DNA samples for the identification of mortal remains. A specialized technical team for tunnel rescue operation also arrived in Kathmandu yesterday and started working to assist in tunnel rescue in the impacted area. The Ministry of External Affairs has set up a round-the-clock control room to coordinate rescue, relief and tracking efforts. The Indian embassies in Kathmandu and Beijing have also set up 24/7 helplines to assist Indian nationals affected by the flood. In addition, India has dispatched more than 57 tons of emergency relief supplies aimed at supporting Nepal's ongoing rescue and relief operations. With Dipendra Kumar, Akshit Vaidyan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Nepal President Ramchandra Podel today expressed gratitude to his Indian counterpart Draupadi Murmu for her concern and the support extended by the government of India following the devastating flash floods in Nepal. Nepal praised India's efforts towards helping it in times of crisis and described Prime Minister Narendra Modi as exceptionally generous in the wake of the devastating flood in the country. Nepal's Finance Minister Swarnim Wagle said that special supplies had also been flown in from New Delhi following floods that India had indicated it would provide very generous assistance for reconstruction. Union Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today said that as global companies reassess their supply chains and capital allocation, India offers not only the scale of a vast market, but also the depth of a long-term investment and operating platform. She made these remarks while addressing a high-level business roundtable with leading investors and business leaders in Chicago, United States. She highlighted India's broad-based growth, reform momentum, and expanding opportunities for long-term investment. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. At least 37 people have been killed following a Russian attack on the Bucha district close to the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv, officials said today. According to head of the local regional military administration, at least 50 residential buildings had been damaged in the attack, which also sparked a large-scale fire that spread to homes and a restaurant. In a statement, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that a warehouse had been struck in the village of Myla, followed by a detonation. The statement also stated that a care home for elderly people and people with disabilities and residential buildings were damaged. The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps has claimed decisive control over the Strait of Hormuz, contradicting earlier U.S. claims that the key shipping route had been cleared for traffic. The IRGC Navy says the strait remains closed to ships seeking passage without coordination with Iran and will stay closed until Washington meets its commitments. The U.S. Central Command had earlier said its forces cleared sea mines with international shipping lanes. The Strait of Hormuz is a critical global energy choke point, giving Iran significant leverage over international oil and gas shipments amid the ongoing conflict. In women's cricket, India will begin their T20 Asia Cup campaign against Thailand tomorrow at Dubai International Cricket Stadium. The match is scheduled to start at 8:30 p.m. IST. India, the most successful team in the competition's history, entered the tournament after consecutive group stage exits at the T20 World Cup. Harmanpreet Kaur will lead India with Smriti Mandhana as vice-captain. Pratika Rawal has been included as a replacement for injured Jemima Rodrigues. Thailand opened the tournament yesterday with a win over Hong Kong, China. Hockey India has announced a cash award of 50 lakh rupees for the Indian women's hockey team for their historic fifth place finish at the FIH Hockey Women's World Cup 2026 in Belgium and the Netherlands. India defeated world number 5 Germany 3-1 in Amstelveen on Thursday. It is India's best World Cup finish since the team secured fourth place in the inaugural edition in 1974. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrives in Tashkent on a two-day visit to boost bilateral ties between India and Uzbekistan. Death toll in Nepal flash floods rises to 669. Over 2,000 people, including 287 Indian nationals, still missing. Nepal praises India's relief efforts following devastating floods. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman highlights India's vast market size and long-term investment potential at Chicago Business Roundtable. 37 people killed following a Russian attack on Bucha district of Ukraine. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.